Says I'm live. We're live. Welcome back, everybody. I normally don't do two podcasts in a week. Disregarding the Sunday coffee podcasts and my regularly scheduled Wednesday podcast. But I figured this was maybe important enough. And I had some time and I decided that I wanted to spend some time with my wonderful audience. I spent nearly 3 hours with you guys last night, but I figured I'll probably spend a little bit of time tonight to talk about the latest news. So, Russian assets in American media. What the heck's going on? We're going to talk about it. Is it true? Is it BS? I guess we're going to see. I have my opinions, and we'll get to those definitely shortly. But like I said, I figured I would like to spend a little bit of time with my audience instead of sitting around playing Majora's Mask, which I've been doing a ton of after I beat Ocarina of Time, which if you're a gaming person, I definitely am. I highly recommend you go back and play it through Ocarina of Time because they have it for PC. And there's something cool about using an Xbox controller to play Ocarina of Time on a PC. There's just something really, really cool about that. Technology's great when it works. But anyways, you guys didn't hear me come here to talk about gaming and all that stuff, or maybe you did. But regardless, make sure you hit all the links below for everything I got going on. Tiger Fitness through the links below to get all your supplements, keep you all jacked and tan. I just had their ice cream cookie sandwich protein powder, which is just always fantastic. Fox & Sons Coffee, use code Kyle at checkout, and Deemed Fit, which if you hit the link below, it should auto-populate the code, and if not, use code Sarah Matovic. At checkout and let them know that the Matovic family sent you. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Oh, of course, I'm not ready. Anyways, let's go.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, Lauren, you know what? I'm going to say, I agree, JC. She is pretty good looking. Tommy, real talk. Why did you fail to shave your eyebrows while you were running the weed whacker on your head? I would definitely look like a leukemia patient if I decided to go for the eyebrows too. So you just get the head. I got a little bit of shadow right now, but not that much. You know, Tommy, I meant to text you. I met Jim Jotris at the RPI event over the weekend. He was really, really cool. And I definitely got to reach out to him. I forget who it was. Oh, the guy was awesome. But he does like litigation for sanctions or something like that. Like he verifies the legal paperwork for how sanctions are applied, basically, which is really, really interesting. I wish I remembered his Substack. I had his card, but anyways, yeah, he introduced me to Jim, and I shook his hand, talked to him for a few seconds. He hung around for most of the night. I saw him the day after, didn't really talk to him too much after that, but first, like, very, very generous guy, super cool dude, hung out with everybody. I'm like, wow, this guy's kind of important. I mentioned that I listened to him on yours and Buck's show. And I swear, Tommy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you have him on Jim Jotris with Dan McAdams? Or am I thinking of Father John Whiteford? I'm pretty sure it was Jim Jotris and Dan McAdams, but I could be wrong. Yeah. the eyebrows are still here and they're not going anywhere. The beard's going to stay away until after vacation, later on in September. After I'm done in Florida, because having a beard in the hot weather just is absolutely brutal. So, the shaved head's going to stay because, you know what, this is way too convenient. Me and Rob talked about that for probably like a good half hour last night. He caught the show last night, which was cool. It was a chill show. I haven't had a 2-hour and 45-minute show, I don't think ever. That might be the first. No. My 200th episode stream was like 3 hours. I did. That's episode that got me kicked off YouTube. Okay. I think he was saying I was full of shit. He you just might not recall, which is perfectly fine, you know, whatever. We all do so many of these shows that it's pretty easy to forget. But yeah, I'll definitely have to hit him up and get him on, because I've seen some of his foreign policy stuff, and I remember listening to the episodes he did with you and Buck, and I was like, yeah, this is my guy, and I've seen some of his stuff on Twitter. I'm like, cool, my kind of guy. So anyways, I'm sure everybody has heard the latest news of the allegations that Giscard had. My coworkers are joking about me putting a swastika on my head. Because they know me as the shop anti-Semite racist, which, once again, you guys can decide for yourselves if that's true. I don't give a shit. At this point, both those words are really meaningless, let's be honest here. And I'm probably going to earn that badge a little bit more when it comes to the anti-Semitism stuff tonight. So everybody heard the news that allegedly Tenet Media had received $10 million from the Kremlin, right? Is it true? We're going to read through it. I briefly read through the DOJ statement. I didn't read through the indictment because there's like 30 pages. And for me to sit down and find time to read 30 pages, that's a monumental task. Let's say that. So they accused Tenet Media of being Russian assets paid off by the Kremlin. And that include Tim Pool, Dave Rubin, Lauren Chen, Benny Johnson, trying to think of some other names. I know there were a few other people that are associated with Tenet Media that all kind of got thrown under this umbrella. But the basic gist of it is that they were paid to promote pro-Russian propaganda. And there was a video going around of Tim Pool yelling, saying that Ukraine is our enemy and they're a threat to the world and this and that. And I'll give Tim props on that one. You're more right than wrong. We'll put it that way. Now, he doesn't apply that to Israel, which is always very, very funny, because it's unpopular with his audience to go against Israel. And probably, you know, like I've thrown out there before, it's probably unpopular with the Trump campaign, who's likely paying him to come out against Israel. So he's not going to touch that, but he'll touch Ukraine, because that's pretty safe. My biggest grievance right now with the whole Republican side is that they're great on Ukraine, somewhat, at least most of them. Trump really isn't that good on Ukraine, despite what people think, because he was, you know, all for tearing up the open skies treaties, all this and that. And then, you know, as I talked about on last week's show, that he basically greenlit the more recent aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But regardless, they kind of marketed themselves as being anti-Ukrainian war, which is a good thing. You know, I give them props for that. And a lot of the congresspeople have actually been better than Trump on this issue. But when it comes to Israel, they're quiet. In fact, even J.D. Vance, there's a video going around of him saying, we would be sending all this money to Israel, aid that they need, but Democrats want to stick it to aid for Ukraine. Well, in my mind, you kind of have to do basically both. In my mind, right? To be consistent, you would have to, in my mind, you should have to avoid doing both. You should fund both. I'm sorry. I got a message and completely threw off my train of thought. In order to be logically consistent, and you would have to be able to fucking say, fuck you, we're not funding either. We're not funding Israel. We're not funding Ukraine. And we're definitely not funding Taiwan, even though there's like unanimous consent. We'll go with that. Unanimous consent for funding Taiwan, which that one no one ever talks about. So Temple put out that video, which automatically makes him a Russian puppet, right? I don't agree with that, but that's the way that people are painting it. He's a Russian puppet now because he said Ukraine's your enemy. And then Lauren Chen, and it's so funny because like all of the right wingers were very, very quick to jump on saying Russiagate is a hoax, and they were right. They were 100% right that Russiagate is absolute bullshit. But there's a lot of these same fucking people who called Rushgate a hoax that are jumping right on this and saying this is 100% legit. Fucking Merrick Garland, which we're going to cover this. Merrick Garland is they're Russian assets. He was wrong about the Trump indictments and he was wrong about Rushgate. Oh, but he's got to be telling the truth about this one. And you know why it is? Because who was it? Will, JC, if you can help me out here. Will, the dude who debated Dave and Scott Horton on Israel, he seemed to be operating in good faith. But though today I'm like, dude, you're so much better than this. he had said that basically people were getting switch your mic input. Will Chamberlain, that's it. Am I on the wrong mic? Nobody said anything. Kevin, thank you. Default microphone, live camera. Oh my God, you are a fucking savior.
There we go. Kevin, is that better? That should be better. That should be, yeah. So anyways, I'm sorry for the poor audio quality because apparently it was coming through my camera. But anyways, Will Chamberlain, yes, fuck him because he was saying, yeah, okay, yeah, it was for my camera. This should sound better now. But he was basically saying that Lauren Chen was being paid off by Russia and that's why she... that's why she's criticizing Israel. I'm like, dude, you're so much better than this. You had a good faith debate. Like, I will give you credit if you're a good faith when it comes to the topic of Israel. He didn't seem like he was being paid off. He seems like a legitimate Zionist who just believes in the state of Israel and how Israel's our greatest ally and all this and that. Whatever, dude. If that's your belief, I disagree with you. I think Israel's more of a threat to the United States than China and Russia. But when we're going down that line, like if you have the firm belief that Israel is like a good outpost for the United States and the Middle East and the only democracy, blah, 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 the standard talking points. Okay. And then he debated Dave and Scott, and he actually came off pretty damn, you know, reasonable in these debates. Like, you know, like if you were a objective outside observer without a bias, and my bias is against Israel, I'll be the first one to proclaim that. If you were not biased in the situation, I think you could come out, kind of going either way, because both, you know, both Scott and Dave are very, very knowledgeable on the issue. And Will Chamberlain, much to his credit, is good on the issue as well. Like at least knowledgeable in that respect, right? There was a comment earlier that I wanted to bring up. Any chance that Cox Murph might get swept up in this? No. And you know why? Because he is the one jumping up and down saying, all you guys are Russian assets. Tim Pool's a Russian asset. Lauren Chen's a Russian asset. He's all in on this and he's paid off by Progressive Victory, right? He is a paid political operative. I believe Tim Pool is. I believe Patrick Bet-David is as well. But right now we're focused on Destiny, right? He's paid off by Progressive Victory, and that's why he's all in on Ukraine. Another point I wanted to make before I read the article, and I have some other tweets that I thought were funny that I wanted to share with you guys before we get into the meat of this here. Where was I going? It's really convenient that right around on the election time when everybody's kind of freaking out saying that Trump, yeah, what's up, old Joe? Good to see you. I feel like it's been a minute. It is very convenient that right during an election season, they randomly pull all this shit out. They of course, conveniently say, hey, there's all these people who are Russian assets. So, you know what we got to do? This means we have to fight a war with Russia. We have to continue to fund Ukraine. We have to bleed Russia dry at the expense of Ukraine because we're the global American empire. Fuck everybody. This is what we're doing. And look, we have all these Russian assets. They penetrate, you know, we can't be safe in our own home. So therefore, let's, you know, continue to fund Ukraine. Trump already gave on that. Michael Tracy did a whole list of all the stuff that Trump did to kind of walk us towards this. And not that it was just Trump's fault, because it really wasn't. Joe Biden is arguably the most complicit in this whole situation because he greenlit all the funding. Trump greenlit some funding too. But I mean, obviously the vast majority has been on Joe Biden's shoulders. And then, you know, to go back to the 2014 coup in Ukraine. And then even back in the early 2000s, which I'm sure he probably had some stuff to do with some of the other, like, you know, getting rid of the nuclear weapons, which was that was back in the 90s. I know there was some other stuff, but, you know, once again, that's neither here nor there. It's just to put the, you know, largely a lot of this blame is on Joe Biden. So maybe let's read into the lawsuit. Let me run an ad real quick. And, you know what? I wish I had the video, but let me run this real quick. I got to message some people. All right, guys, we are going to take a quick break from the show to tell you about the show's sponsor. We are now brought to you by Fox & Sons Coffee. As you can see right here, I got the Den Blend Dark. Really enjoy that. I've been drinking a lot of their Brazil Honey Prep. right here. As you can hear, there's not a lot of beans left in it because I've been drinking it quite a bit. Just to tell you a little bit about Fox & Sons, why I support them and why you should too, is that Steven had started the company up in Michigan to help teach his son about entrepreneurship. I'm all about that, and I do firmly believe that in order to spread liberty in our lifetimes, we have to support those who support similar values as us. And Steven does support all the same libertarian values that I bring and talk about on the show a lot. So go to foxandsons.com, use code Kyle at checkout to get 15% off of orders $25 or more, and there's always free shipping whenever you place an order that is more than $37.99. All right. Enough of that nonsense. I love how when the Trump shooting happened, they immediately tried to accuse Iran and nobody fell for it, so they just memory hold it. Yeah, that's exactly what happened, let's be honest. Which was kind of shocking. And even Trump kind of ran with it. And I've said it ad nauseum on Twitter that Trump is running like this low energy DEI campaign where he's talking about everything that he did for everybody, but like the main people who voted for him. It's ridiculous. So let me bring up some of these pictures and tweets, and then we'll read the Office of Public Affairs about the two employees being fucking, whatchamacallit. Hold on. Let me go back. I screwed myself here. Okay, here we go. Sorry. I know I'm supposed to be the professional here at this, but here I am effing off. Lauren Witchkey had posted this. Lauren Chen and Tenet Media may have taken money from Russia and peddled Russian propaganda. So for those listening, Lauren Witchkey tweeted this out, who's been pretty good on the Israel topic. Young Jewish Leadership Summit. And it's a picture of Charlie Kirk standing in front of it with the Israeli Star of David and all that at Turning Point USA. And this is the thing that I'm kind of coming back to, is that we're constantly told about Russian interference or Chinese interference. But like, come on, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? They dump millions into our elections if they don't like somebody to get them the fuck out of there. And we're worried about China and Russia. Yeah. Yeah, literally the stone toss comic. I was thinking about this all day today. And then the next one. Okay, well, you know what? Let me share this one by Pete. Our dear friend, Pete Quinones. It's that one dude from, I forget which fucking movie, but the Department of Justice caught the Russians funding influencers working for Tenet like Tim Pool, Dave Rubin, and Lauren Southern. Impressive. Very nice. Now do APAC. I didn't retweet that, but yeah, I will. And then now before we read the DOJ statement, I have Tim Pool blocked, but this kind of came up all over, so we'll read this. But before I do, everyone is losing their mind over Rushgate 2.0, but no one has been talking about a lefty propaganda coming out of TikTok or the country that owns TikTok. Well, I mean, when you talk about TikTok, the owner's from Singapore, and TikTok is kind of owned by all sorts of different people. I think this point is largely overblown. I think it's largely because of what people are growing up with in this country. I don't think it's China trying to push lefty propaganda in this in America, if I'm being honest. I think it's more a reflection of our own values and our own culture here. And TikTok has been very compliant with everything. I mean, I did a whole fucking podcast about TikTok. But yeah, the owner is Singaporean. He still has control over it. Yeah, ByteDance owns fucking TikTok, and they're based in China. But like, the problem when you talk about China with a lot of people is that they kind of lose their minds. Ben, I'm not saying you're doing this, just so we're clear. But they can't be objective about it. And I mean, like, China, if I'm being honest, they're probably more capitalist than the US at this point. To do a little bit more rebuttal to your point, everybody's been talking about that, because what happened when a TikTok ban was being pushed is that Tim Pool, all the senators, all the congressmen said that TikTok is stealing your data and then using this to poison the minds of our children. I mean, that was like the biggest thing about that. So if I'm being honest, I'm about 0% concerned about Chinese influence. I'm more concerned about Israeli influence, because they're not really interfering in our elections as much as Israel is. So my statement regarding the allegations of the DOJ indictment: should these allegations prove true, I, as well as the other personalities and commentators, were deceived and are victims. I cannot speak for anyone else at the company as to what they do or what they are instructed. The Culture War podcast was licensed by Tenet Media. It existed well before any license agreement with Tenet Media and will continue to exist after any such agreement expires. The only change with the agreement was that the location of the live broadcast moved to Tenet's YouTube and Tenet's YouTube channel. I and the Culture War never produce any content for Tenet Media. Never at any point did anyone other than I have full editorial control of the show, and the contents of the show are often apolitical. Examples include discussing spirituality, dating, and video games. The show is produced in its entirety by our local team without input from anyone external to the company. The Culture War is separate, The Culture War is a separate company, not associated with TimCast.com or other properties. It exists solely for the production of the Culture War podcast. That being said, we still do not know what is true, as these are only...
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Allegations. Putin is a scumbag. Russia sucks donkey balls. And to the journalists who wish to jump the gun, create their own narrative, or lie about what is currently going on, you can eat my Irish ass. You know what? He was fair about it. And like, people are freaking out about some of the comments that he's saying about how he folded like a paper blanket. Tim Pool's a jack off, and I think he's paid to lie by omission. That being said, he's fucking trolling you. If you can't read the room and see that him saying that Ukraine is our greatest ally and all this shit as him trolling, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Sean Russell, according to Nikki Haley, just 5 hours on TikTok, 100% more anti-Semitic. Yeah. Only if, man, only if. So I guess let's read the Department of Justice statement. Office of Public Affairs, U.S. Department of Justice. It actually took me a little bit to find this because everybody was sharing it and talking about it, but no one had just really shared this. So once again, the indictment is in here. I put this in the link below so that way you guys can look at it for yourself to see. Once again, I'm not bullshitting you or anything like that, but you can read it and make up your own mind. I briefly read through this, but we're going to read through it together, and I'll give you my thoughts kind of as we're reading it. So two RT employees indicted for covertly funding and directing U.S. company that published thousands of videos in the furtherance of Russian interests. Employees of Russian state-controlled media outlet deployed nearly $10 million to publish RT-curated content, which garnered millions of views through a Tennessee-based online content creation company. Let me zoom in a little bit because I'm guessing that's probably a little bit hard for you guys to see. So an indictment charging Russian nationals, I'm not even going to try to say that, Konstantin Kalashnikov, also known as Kostya, and Elena, I'm not even going to try to say that, also known as Lena, with conspiracy to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, and conspiracy to commit money laundering, was unsealed today in the Southern District of New York. Kalashnikov and Lena are at large. So I've brought this up before, but they have charged... The Department of Justice has charged Chinese professors in colleges who legitimately were born here and everything under the FAR Act. They are now doing this with Tenet Media and RT. I don't know how people are buying this after what happened with Russiagate and all the propaganda for the Ukraine war, but there are plenty of people who were sold on the Ukraine war that are just eating this shit up. I mean, it is absolutely amazing to me that people don't fucking see this clear as day. The Justice Department has charged two employees of RT, a Russian state-controlled media outlet, in a $10 million scheme to create and distribute content to U.S. audiences with hidden Russian government messaging, said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. The same one that everybody said is falsely accusing Trump of this and suing him over that, all that bullshit. Everybody's fucking eating this up from him. I don't get it. The Justice Department will not tolerate attempts by an authoritarian regime to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to covertly further its own propaganda efforts, and our investigation into this matter remains ongoing. Like Pete said in the meme, what about AIPAC? I've beaten this drum ad nauseum recently because it's so mind-boggling that nobody else is talking about this, but anti-BDS laws. You don't consider Israel an authoritarian regime using propaganda to promote their, you know, their agenda? Clearly they're doing that. Is Russia doing that? Yeah, maybe in some small cases, but we're going to freak out about this, but we cannot talk about Israel. Come on, guys. Let's get fucking real. Our approach to combat to combating foreign malign influence is actor-driven, exposing the hidden hand of adversaries pulling strings of influence from behind the curtain, said Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. As alleged in today's indictment, Russian state broadcaster RT and its employees, including the charged defendants, co-opted online commentators by funneling them nearly $10 million to pump pro-Russia propaganda and disinformation across social media to U.S. audiences. The department will not tolerate foreign efforts to legally manipulate American public opinion by sowing discord and division. Once again, what does Israel do? But the reason why they can't go after Israel is because Israel doesn't have to register under the Foreign Agents Registry Act. They're the only foreign government in the world that doesn't have to. Convenient that, huh? Anyways, covert attempts to sow division and trick Americans into unwittingly consuming foreign propaganda represent attacks on our democracy. Oh, of course. There it is, our democracy, said FBI Director Christopher Wray. Today's actions show that as long as foreign adversaries like Russia keep engaging in hostile influence campaigns, they're going to keep running into the FBI. We will continue to do everything we can to expose the hidden hand of foreign adversaries like Russia and disrupt their efforts to meddle in our free and open society that we don't really have. The Russian government has long sought to sow discord and chaos in the United States through propaganda and foreign malign influence campaigns, says General Matthew G. Olson of the Department of the Justice Department's National Security Division. As alleged covert operations by RT employees exploited our free and open press targeted millions of Americans as unwitting victims of Russia's psychological warfare. And what the hell do we do to other countries? You think we don't do some psychological warfare? You don't think we ain't dicking around in their fucking, you know, domestic politics? We are. As alleged, the Russian state broadcaster RT orchestrated a massive scheme to influence the American public by secretly planting and financing a content creation company on U.S. soil, said attorney U.S. Damian Williams for the Southern District of New York. The instruments of the scheme were RT employees Constantine and Lena, who managed the operation from Moscow using fake personas and shell companies, and the victims of the scheme were the American people who received Russian messaging without knowing it. As the charges unsealed today demonstrate, this office will work with our law enforcement partners to unmask and hold accountable all those who conduct malign influence campaigns in the United States, no matter how hard they try to hide their tracks. So it's funny because these people, much to their credit, have been at least decent on the Ukrainian war. We can't have that. If you live in America, you cannot question the military-industrial complex. You cannot do that. You got to believe everything they tell you. We got to send $200 billion to Ukraine. Why? Because our democracy. Because democracy is at stake. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Ring the bell. If I had a bell, I'd hit it. I don't know. There you go. I have a slap noise. According to court documents, RT, formerly known as Russia Today, is a state-controlled media outlet funded and directed by the government of Russia. My understanding is that that's actually not as true as people would believe. So I know Abby Martin has talked about this, and she worked for RT for a while, and I know my buddy Will Porter also does some work with RT. I don't think it's like the U.S., let's just put it that way. Over at least the past year, RT and its employees, including Kalashnikov and Lena, deployed nearly $10 million to covertly finance and direct a Tennessee-based online content creation company, U.S. Company One. In turn, U.S. Company One published English language video on multiple social media channels, including TikTok, Instagram, X, YouTube. Since publicly launching about November 2023, U.S. Company One has posted nearly 2,000 videos that have garnered more than 16 million views on YouTube alone. Many of the videos posted by U.S. Company One contain commentary on events and issues in the U.S., such as immigration, inflation, and other topics related to domestic and foreign policy. While the views expressed in the videos are not uniform, Most are directed to the public stated goals of the government of Russia and RT to amplify domestic divisions of the United States. So if you want to go down that rabbit hole of Russiagate, then you could maybe, and I don't agree with this, but I'm just saying this is where maybe you could give the devil its due. Once again, I don't agree with this. This is an endorsement, but you could say that Trump is sowing division by his views being anti-immigration and being against largely on his face, what the Democrats are for. Trump and the Democrats agree on a fuck ton. They agree on a lot. There really ain't that much they disagree on. But Trump is such a figure, and I think this is purposefully so, that he really stirs everybody up. I've said it before, but I think he's a sedative for the right wing, and he is a fucking lightning rod for the left wing, because they all get emboldened and run to him as, you know, the next tiny mustache man, or, you know, people flocked him as the hero. He just works that way. And I gotta believe that's by design at this point. So you could say that Trump being a Russian asset is here to sow division, and that's his purpose. I don't believe that, but if you want to go there, you can go there. Don't agree with it, but it is what it is. In order to carry out RT's secret influence campaign in the United States, Kalashnikov and Lena operated under covert entities as U.S. Company One, posing as an outside editor. Kalashnikov edited U.S. Company One content, monitored U.S. Company One's funding and hiring, and introduced Lena as a member of his purported editing team. Using the fake personas Helena Shudra and Victoria Pesty, Lena posted and directed the posting U.S. Company One of hundreds of videos. Offensivania, I think that's supposed to be Lena again, also collected information from and gave instructions to the U.S. Company One staff. For example, after the March 22nd, 2024 terrorist attack on a music venue in Moscow, Lena asked U.S. Company One's founder to blame Ukraine and the United States for the attack, writing, "I think we can focus on the Ukraine angle. The mainstream media spread fake news that ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, yet ISIS itself never made such statements. All terrorists now are detained while they're heading to the border of Ukraine, which makes it even more suspicious why they would want to go to Ukraine and hide." I remember when that happened, and yeah, a lot of people were saying it was ISIS, but then there were people saying that was Ukraine. Kevin, to play devil's advocate, places like RT or even corporate press don't have to tell you what to say, or don't have to tell you what to say. They'll just hire you if you're already espousing the points and ideas they like. And, you know, to your point, Kevin, I think that works the best, because if you genuinely believe it, you don't have to have any kind of tells. It just is what it is. What I'm telling you right now is the way I feel. And really, I don't want to like work in any kind of media or network or anything like that. Unless you got a shitload of money and you tell me I have free reign, then fuck off. Even then, fuck off. I like being me, man. But yeah. So it'll take as much money. I'll take as much money from Russia, China, Iran to keep posting my based opinions. Yes, exactly. Yeah. We need to arrest all the hoppas until we even figure out what is going on. I tweeted this earlier, but yeah, if Russia, China, or Iran are looking for somewhere to send some money, hey, I am right here. Links in bio. Anyways, continuing on, between in or about October 2023 and in or about August 2024, RT sent wire transfers to U.S. Company One, totaling approximately $9.7 million, which represent nearly 90% of the U.S. Company One's bank deposits from all sources combined. The wires were sent from shell companies in Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, and the Mauritius. I don't even know where the fuck that is. And were often accompanied by wire notes describing the payments to the purchase of electronics. For example, the wire note for a $318,000 wire payment from a shell entity in the Turkey to U.S. Company on U.S. Company One on March 1st read, "Buying goods, invoice, iPhone 15 Pro Max, 512 gigs. U.S. Company One never disclosed to its viewers that it was funded and directed by RT, nor did U.S. Company One or its two founders register with the Attorney General as an agent of a foreign principal. Kalashnikov and Lena, both of Russia, are charged with conspiracy to violate FARA, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, and conspiracy to commit money laundering, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. If convicted, a federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The FBI is investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Alexander Lee and Juliana Murray for the Southern District of New York and trial attorney Brett Reynolds of the Justice Department's National Security Division Counterintelligence Export Section control are prosecuting the case. Indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. And of course, much like false grape, EPAR, if you know what I'm saying, because apparently YouTube doesn't like that word. As soon as you make these accusations, you're automatically guilty until proven innocent. Lauren Chen was already fired from the Blaze. And we're supposed to believe that the right wing today isn't for cancel culture, but they immediately, within 24 hours, fired Lauren Chen from her job. That does not sound like innocent until proven guilty to me. And if we're going to talk about foreign influence, once again, we got to talk about Israel. I'm not saying that's the only foreign influence, because it's not. There are other lobbying groups. There are foreigners who come here on behalf of who they feel is their family, their brothers, their sisters, whoever, and then want to lobby the U.S. government to go do regime change in different areas. I mean, like when I had Anya Parmpill on, we talked about how that's kind of happening with Venezuela. It's not just Israel, but Israel is definitely the elephant in the room because we have given them more money than any other country in the entire planet. There's, you know, other African countries, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Ukraine, obviously, Taiwan. There's plenty of countries that are vying for influence, but none of them pour as much money into our elections as Israel does. Russia, I don't know how people still think this is like a big deal. And same deal with China, because there is unanimous consent amongst our entire government. We got to go to war with Russia. We got to go to war with China. We got to go to war with Iran. So all the money that went to them, were they paid off by Russia to peddle Russian talking points? To be honest, we're never really going to know if that is like the dead truth of it. I don't think so. They already made a shitload of money. I mean, there's no way that Tim Pool already isn't fucking, you know, stacked when it comes to like cash. Lauren Chen has been around for over, I'm pretty sure, like a decade. So why would she all of a sudden need to take a check from Russia Today? I don't know. Russia Today has hired plenty of Americans to speak about the news. And even Abby Martin had spoke unfavorably of Russia. I think this is bullshit. Do I have definitive proof that it's bullshit? No, but immediately my guard's up. Oh, what's with the Tim Pool haircut? I was balding and balding. So it's pretty thin right here. We talked about this last night, me and Rob, and I just decided, fuck it. I'm shaving my head and that's that. A follow-up question, where's your beanie? I did wear one this morning when I was walking the dogs, but yeah, I typically don't wear one. It's pretty warm in here. I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt before I changed into just a black shirt, but I was like dying in that fucking Hawaiian shirt. So I'm like, all right, I got to change. So you know what? I think that's pretty much all I got. I want to give a shout out to the members who dropped in the chat. Let me scroll through and make sure I got everybody. JC, thank you so much, brother, for dropping in. I appreciate it. And my boy, the fellow guitar player in a common ground, the very, very great B Cornish. I appreciate you dropping in, man. Yeah, Tim Pool did ruin beanies. But yeah, if you're listening right now, feel free to become a member for $2.99 a month. I try to make this as affordable as possible. And I do put some videos up just for members, the Common Crown performances. And I occasionally do some shorter form content that I release just to the members. And I make it public a little bit later on. But I just want to give people a way to support me if they feel like that's what they want to do. I want that to be as low entry as possible and like you're not breaking the bank, but you want to show support for me some way, somehow. And you can always do that by becoming a member. You can go to the links below and shop there and let them know that the Matovic family sent you. I would greatly appreciate it. But yeah, so cognitive vigilance here in about an hour. I think we're going to be talking a little bit more about this, but I'm sure we'll probably get on some other topics too. Brandy literally messaged me while I was doing this. She said that it might be overkill to do this, but I'm sure she'll have a different angle and we'll probably hit on a whole bunch of stuff. So make sure you tune into that. Go listen to the last night's show with Rob Says. Rob is a dear friend of mine. He's a very, very good guy. And I thought that was just a fun chat. We didn't really talk politics. We did a little bit, but like not, he's not a political guy. So, you know, we just talked about everything. Especially we didn't talk about heavy metal because him and I both really, really love heavy metal. And if you want to hear more of me and Rob talking, go check out Red Evening. This Sunday, I'll have another Sunday coffee out for you guys. As always, bring your coffee mug and we'll just shoot the shit in the morning over some nonsense or something like that. Cognitive Vigilance tonight in about an hour. Post Zero on Sunday and Sunday coffee. So you'll get to see my ugly mug for about 3 or 4 hours on Sunday, if you so choose. And other than that, guys, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with me. I know this was a little bit short notice, but with all the news going around, I just figured I'd put my two cents out there because this kind of pertains to what I talk about when it comes to kind of how we should interpret what we're hearing in the news. And as corny as it is, the psychological warfare that's basically being waged on people at all times. And this is no exception to that. So be resilient, be skeptical, be strong. Whatever you're going to do, thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, take care.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.